From an undisclosable location for reasons of security and therefore ever-escalating insecurity, this is the mothership. That is Coast to Coast AM. Cometh the hour, cometh the mothership. And boy, this baby handles real good. I just took a pass by Guantanamo a minute ago and ran into a couple of raptors. Passed them like they were tied to a post. And I'm sure that our guest tonight, John Lear, would appreciate that. He's blown past a bunch of stuff like it was tied to a post. John Lear, I've been looking forward to talking with him for a long time. Howard Hughes has always been one of my heroes, but I tell you, if there was ever a replacement, it just might be John Lear. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff tonight. And I must say that there's enough going on in the world right now to absolutely make you walk on the side of your head just almost permanently. For the first hour, I would like to hear from you. We would like to do some open lines with you and just hear what's on your mind, what's going on. Hopefully, we may not hear from the guy who called one night and went, "I got grabbed, man." To which I responded, "What exactly do you mean by that?" "I got grabbed and it's not fun." So I didn't pursue it. But hopefully he has not been grabbed in the middle of the night anymore. But anyway. Anything that's on your mind, anything you want to get into a little bit on the one program that we'll discuss things that's just not going to happen over the mainstream media. I like them personally, but I don't understand why some of the things that are happening in the world are not being discussed on the mainstream media. And I'll tell you, well, there are several little sites that I like to go to. I always like to go to Alex Jones' InfoWars. I like to go to Full Spectrum Dominance. That's a good one. And several others. Drudge Report also. But over the last, 48 hours, it's been everything from Taliban in drag. Yes, we are the angels, okay? The feds fined a man for taking a group of people on a Bigfoot hunt without a permit. The Dallas Federal Reserve says bailing out the big boys is just killing the economy. Just a scathing, radical indictment of the nation's financial system. 450 million rounds of 40 caliber, that's 10 millimeter short. 40 caliber Smith & Wesson is the caliber. Smith developed it. Hollow points, been ordered by the Department of Homeland Security. 450 million rounds. And word is there's 170 million rounds of .223 that's been ordered by that outfit also. I wonder why they need that much ammunition. Captain George Noria had Linda Moulton Howe on Thursday night. And she was talking about a lot of disturbing things, the ever-escalating way. I mean, what... Well, don't you just have to wonder, what are we in such a big hurry for? It seems like all of this is just getting quicker. Let me give you a little idea here. This got my attention big time. A patent has been awarded for behavioral recognition surveillance software system. The American surveillance state is becoming increasingly advanced, expansive, and capable of processing huge amounts of data at blinding speeds. Now, Behavioral Recognition Systems, Inc., also known as BRS Labs, has developed an artificial intelligence-based system which supposedly can automatically recognize human behavior. Technology, which seems similar on the surface, already exists and is being used on surveillance platforms like the IntelliStreets streetlights. These streetlights are outfitted with a great deal of surveillance equipment. They're reportedly capable of monitoring activity and telling the difference between certain behaviors while also being able to tell the difference between humans and animals. This does not bode well for us. So I have a question for you. Did anybody hear about the gigantic arms seizure down on the Arizona-Mexican border? Just within the last few days. All kinds of stuff. And there were a lot of inscriptions on the various grenade launchers, and semi-heavy weapons. According to the report that I read, there's nothing crew served there. These are you don't need a crew for a lot of stuff to cause a lot of problems. A lot of Arabic writing on them, stuff like that. There seems to be a Hezbollah presence that's being utterly and completely ignored. Throw into the mix, the Sheriff Arpaio is claiming that this is a really, really bad fake job on our chief executive's bona fides. It's absolutely unbelievable. More gun laws in the wake of Trayvon Martin's case. A lot of people trying to use that tragedy to their own advantage. I'm talking to you, Sharpton. And this will grab you, maybe. This will grab you in the middle of the night. The FDA has deleted 1 million signatures for the GMO labeling campaign. David Icke says this is not a bloody game. And he's bloody well right. And just in case you want to know, there's been a $17 trillion hole found in Obamacare. Supreme Court is working on their decision now. It's quite interesting to listen to that little deal. You know, I can't think of anything more paranormal than what's going on in this world, and specifically in our country. Thanks very much, everybody, for joining us for the little live chat that I was privileged to be a part of on Wednesday night. I hope we can do that again. And in the meantime, if you have something on your minds, I wish you would like get it ready for us, because we would like to hear from you. All of us would like to hear from you. Now, I got to tell you this. As I told you, I'm a told you. And many of you listened, but some of you did not listen to me. California slammed with Fukushima radiation. Here it comes. Oh, yeah, it's radiation. Here we go. Don't touch the dial. It may be radioactive. The journal Environmental Science and Technology reports in a new study that the Fukushima radiation plume contacted North America at California, quote, with greatest exposure in central and southern California, and that southern California's seaweed tested over 500% higher for radioactive iodine-131 than anywhere else in the U.S. and Canada. Projected paths of the radioactive atmospheric plume emanating from the Fukushima reactors, best described as airborne particles or aerosols. Blah, blah, blah. Want some more? All right. Subsequent atmospheric monitoring showing it was coming in contact with the North American continent at California. And so, when you go to the Coast website, you're going to see many things. What is he talking about? Well, for example, we have on the highlights carousel, John Lear's moon anomaly images. Wait till we get into this. If you haven't heard John Lear speak on these matters, you're in for a real treat tonight. Disturbing and wonderful at the same time. There's a video on the Coast website of Jupiter's UFO. And there's Where Has Everyone Gone? You'll see. Coasttocoastam.com. And in the news, new images of Titanic shipwreck revealed. Navy says we're 4 years away from laser guns on ships. Exploding dinosaur myth burst by scientists. Imaginary monsters of U.S. cities and crowds flock to French town for UFO rescue. When you get finished with that, click on the host button. Names will drop down. Click on mine. Go to the bottom of the extraordinarily long write-up. I'll edit it when I get around to it. There's too much on there. And click on that link down at the bottom. Pay that link a visit. It might help you. All right, we'll be back with some of your calls. And if no one calls, I'll read the phone book. Just kidding. Just kidding. I will not read the phone book. And if I do, it'll only be numbers. All right? Mount up. The Caravan to Midnight leaves in 2 minutes on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome onto the bridge, everybody. Let's talk to Jack in Michigan on Wild One. Jack, come up to the bridge and talk to us. Jack, are you there? I'm not hearing Jack. In fact, I don't hear a thing. Well, all right, then let's go to Marcus in Ontario, California. Marcus, are you there on Wild 2?
What's going on, dude? Good to hear you.
Just hanging in there, man, out on the clothesline, and it's raining.
Yeah. Listen, I've been studying enough to blow your mind about what's going on with the solar cycle. There's not a lot of the right chatting, let's call it.
It seems well, tell us about it, man.
Kind of
what you got?
Peered off into the forest without the trees to see. I was wondering, maybe I'll give you an option of where you want to take this. Would you like a better answer on what the Mayan calendar means?
Absolutely, positively I would.
Would you like to know what this rumbling in the earth has to do with the sun and the planet and how they're configured in this fancy academic term called heliogeocoupling?
You know I want to hear about this, and you know
Hold on, I'm going to keep teasing you for a sec. Hold on. Would you like to know how the cells in your body transmute via pineal gland hormone neurotransmitter production via the Schumann resonance, via the sun, via these cycles that the Mayans seemingly had a pretty good handle on? Not that anyone's talking about these cycles in the exact vernacular that we need to be discussing them in, but I'm kind of leading us down the alleyway, if you will.
Yeah.
Take it where you want.
No, let's, you just start wherever you want to. This all sounds very interesting.
Well,
now, first of all, before you begin, let me ask you this now. How did you come by this information?
Well, there's a lot that you've never heard about, because there's only a handful of geeks that are brave enough to weather the storm in the back of the libraries and to use their student accounts to search for things that may or may not get them an A on the next exam. But these are academic reports in part. These are translations in part. I mean, the academic vaults are very deep. Most people will never, ever truly go to the necessary level.
Okay, let's hear some of it, brother.
Well, there are various solar physics journals that'll discuss things that they just don't catch. They don't have the tread, if you will, to get into the type of discussion that we need. But there's so much floating around, I'd like you to take it somewhere. But I would tell you that the end of the calendar is a specious event to push it towards a window of December 21st, 2012. It would take me a little bit of blackboard space to fill that out with you, but the more important thing for us to remind ourselves of, because we will be dropping through a few more dates as the solar cycle picks up, it's important to remember each window that happens with the sun, and I'm going to drop you some predictive windows for just the Coast to Coast listeners tonight on how this works. But there is a solar algorithm, and I'm going to be dropping not so much of the science behind it, because that would take too long, but the actual windows to look out for. My last window that I predicted was March 10th, and we saw some pretty interesting stuff hitting the fan.
Yes, we did.
Right around that time. I was pretty surprised myself, but it looks like I keyed this one in the right way. And so what we're going to see in a sort of 41-day interval is a type of, and this has been discussed by a solar physicist named Bauer. They're talking about lower than 11-year periodicities. Not a lot of the solar physicists really care about less than 11-year cycles. I don't know why. Don't ask me. But these are important because they're actually going to start to track out a map, if you will, about how we as a society, well, we can either get really worked up about it and harden our infrastructure and get all kinds of sophisticated tech to protect our gear, because there will be increasing surges on electronic fronts. We should be aware of this. I talked to a radio host here locally on B101, and he was talking about, get this, he's talking about his microwave zapping food, and he had no idea what was going on. We were in the middle of a huge solar storm. And I mean, this is obviously not that important, but just to give you an idea, there's going to be implications. Here at my house, we experienced a huge rumbling at 12:30 in the morning. And my wife and my kids, they all woke up. They felt it. It's real stuff. There is effects that we don't understand, because we don't understand how gravity and electromagnetism works in the inner mantle, because we don't even really have a good handle on the inner mantle. You know what I'm saying?
That's absolutely true. Nobody has been able to explain gravity yet.
Right. So key words here, for those who are interested, there is something called eutectic forces, which have to do with some sophisticated stuff. We're not going to get into it, but yeah, I want to get right back to where we're sort of going towards. There's a few dates. Do you mind if I drop a few dates down on your head?
No, let's go.
Well, we just passed March 10th of 2012. I can actually tie these all the way back to the previous March 9th, which we saw, I got my data here, largest CME since 2005. March 9th was an X1.5. What did we see right around the corner. How long does it take from energy to get from here to the sun and then for the Earth to do a little effect? We saw the tsunami effect. Okay, let's just, these are all tied together, okay? So it's important. We can go backward and forward in time, and I can verify data that's available on spaceweather.com, USGS, blah, blah, blah. Let's go forward. March 10th, go forward this little time span I'm talking about. These are referred to more technically as multi-cycles, as per Bauer and solar physics journals. Next day we're looking at is April 20th. I don't see that being active because it looks like from my data that we go two on, one off. Well, we've just had two on, which was January 27th by my calculations, which we had an X flare. Then we went to March 10th. Then we're going to probably have one off April 20th. Then we'll get back on for May 31st, July 11th. And those are where we're going to start to see, by my predictive system here, which ties into the Mayan system, which would be far too long to discuss, how we're going to get into this. Now, let me tweak you out, brother. The Mayans knew this to the degree that they were understanding, because they didn't have names for pineal gland, but they knew in their consciousness something was affecting it. They mapped it out without satellites, without algorithms, without computers, and they did a pretty damn good job. Why? Because they were hell-bent on maximizing, milking, utilizing this solar energy to go where no man had gone before. And it wasn't through a spaceship. It was through consciousness. They didn't care about technology like we do. They weren't caught up in the forest or the trees. They were all about consciousness. They were hell-bent on it. So they wanted to know, hey, man, when's the next time we can do this? This was fun. Okay? So it's not all about doom and gloom. You might lose a couple hard drives. That's not the end of the world. You should back up, I would remind you, on optical drives. Very safe source. Not magnetic imprinted. They're optical, right? So I'm going to cover both bases here, metaphysical and electronic, so everybody can be cool. You want to take this anywhere, you can go with it.
Just keep rolling.
Well, what do you want to hear? You're the captain.
Let me ask you this.
I'm like Sulu up front, dude.
Well, okay. All right. Now, listen, what I want you to do at some point is, you know, my email address is John B, J-O-H-N, B as in Bravo, at coasttocoastam.com. Send me an email so I can stay in touch with you. And maybe we can explore this further at length because I want to get some other people on. But I was looking at this must-see disclosure, new ancient Mayan artifacts found. It's a YouTube deal. And, you know, anybody can put anything on YouTube that they want. And some of the presentations are better than others. Some of them are total, what would we say, bovine-based bioeffluent of vegetable fertilizer. However, some of them are spot on. So is it because the Mayans weren't all that interested in the technology, or if these drawings are to be believed in these carvings, did they have regular contact with the UFO guys and therefore didn't need to be technologically adept? They just needed to roll with the effect of the technology. Is he gone?
I stick with the scholars because okay. It's not so much that they're not translating the dates accurately. They are doing a very good job with the dates. It's the fact of the matter that academic archaeologists and linguistic experts in Mayan glyph knowledge, if you will, they're not trained shamans for the most part.
What I'm asking is, do you think there was some UFO extraterrestrial crossover there that just said, okay, these are the UFO guys. They've got the technology covered. We will just cover the things that we need to as a people, and without getting technical.
This is the thing, John, is that it's a slippery slope, dude. When you're looking at altered states of mind and truly masters of that, and then talking about altered dimensions, and then talking about, you know, these beings that exist in several dimensions. So when you look at the minds, you're talking about people who were communicating with other dimensions, and they had superfluous access with it. That's why they didn't care about technology. They had something that was literally better.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
There's no hardware that you're going to be able to call another dimension with. It's in your head. You have to master that. That's why these solar cycles are picking it up. They're saying, yeah, you guys want faster broadband, you know, 4G, 5G, 6G. When is it going to be enough? When are you going to say, I'm going to turn within? Because all of this stuff on the internet, it's not what I'm looking for. And the only way and only place you're going to find this is within your conscious, meditative, super deep trance states. That's
all right,
why
all
the
right.
military is interested in this stuff.
We're coming up on a break. So very quickly, and I do mean quickly,
okay,
tell us, how do we tap into the inner self to be able to reach in and therefore perceive outward?
Well, these sites that these pyramids are at are absolutely tuned to the energies. And it's not to say the energy of the whole system is not increasing, but this is where it's been harmonized.
All right, okay, this is going to take longer than I thought. Marcus, you're a bright guy, but I got to bail on you, pal. I want you to send me that email. Don't forget to send it to me. We'll get you back on the show. I want to hear some more of your studies. This is Coast to Coast AM. We shall return with more of your calls. Please stand by. Well's in with you for the night. Yeah, definitely take a look at these images, John Lear's images. They were provided to accompany his. It's not really an appearance, is it? It's a presence on the program tonight. Hey, let's take a couple more of your calls. How about Steve in Illinois? He's way east of the Rockies. Steve, are you there?
Yes. Your show has become a must listen. I've been fighting the good fight for 32 years, so I know most of where I speak. I would suggest to you, if you haven't already seen a documentary, it's a must-see. It's called The Shock Doctrine. And I didn't think I could be entertained or moved, but it's 90 minutes of proper nomenclature, events with an exact timeline, never boring. You will be talking about it, I would surmise, on your next show next Saturday night. But it's called The Shock Doctrine. It's been on
Shock
Sunday.
Doctrine.
What
is it, on YouTube or where is it?
Well, Sundance had it. I'm not sure. I bought it. It's $20 on your. You can get it off the net and that. But John, take it from me. It's something that you're going to have your jaw dropped. It will start out with Eisenhower's warning about the military-industrial complex, and you will go from my God to oh my God. It tells you exactly where we've been, where we're at, and where we're going if we don't get these people stopped. I am so happy that you're having John Lear on. I don't know of whom you could find as a better guest than he, but there are people up there with him, but he's excellent. And you know, this fight started back with Woodrow Wilson. And they literally caught him with his pants down. That's how they got the Fed started. And then, I'm not Democrat or Republican. I'm too smart for that for 26 years.
Understood.
You know, with Bill Clinton, I believe Monica Lewinsky was a plant so they could get the Glass-Steagall Act dropped. And it's been a race to the bottom from 1980 forward. I knew this with the deregulation that came in, and plus what they call taxpayer incentive to move big business out of this country. And I'm afraid if you watch The Shock Doctrine, like I say, I think you'll be ever happy. I mean, in some ways, but we got to get these people stopped, John, or this country's gone. And John is probably going to fill in a lot of it. And I want to thank you for being there. You're becoming a must listen, and there's people starting to gather. Because I run a business and I talk to a lot of people, and now they're starting to listen to you. And please keep up with the good fight, and I thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thank you very much, and thank you for your kind compliments. Well, you reach a point in your life where you really kind of need to do something, or you need to just become part of the landscape. And I'm sure there are a few people out there that wish I would, but I'm not going to, because you also reach that point in your life where you really just don't care. You've spent a few decades observing this, and you know, once these conspiracy theories have been explored and you have some solid evidence, they cease to be theories. They become conspiracies. And the fact is that the more people that are becoming aware of this, the more people are talking, they know. We're talking, excuse me, they know we're talking. The NSA monitors everything. This has been going on for years. This is not new. It's just now they're letting us know what before was somewhat secret. Now they're letting us know we're listening. Every text, every email, every phone conversation, all your website stuff. Even employers are starting to ask for your internet history in furtherance of getting a J-O-B. And there's something wrong with this. So you know what I say? Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Keep revealing. Keep it going. Because all that's going to cause them to do is what? Show their hand even more. And then what? Then maybe the next time they bring something ludicrous in front of the Supreme Court, maybe the next bunch that goes in there will get laughed at as well. How about Charles in L.A. on Wild 5? Is Charles in L.A. there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Good evening. Welcome.
Nice to be on. I was wondering if you could maybe figure out how to get in touch with either Linda Moulton Howe or Joyce Riley and see if they can't get the veterans groups. I know Linda Moulton Howe's had a lot of experience with them. Get the veterans groups to try and get rid of the Federal Reserve. Somebody has to, and I don't know, you know, who's going to do it, but the Federal Reserve, the Council of Foreign Relations, and the IMF basically have been controlling this country for 98 years. And they have close to 500 people monitoring the news media coast to coast. That's why you don't hear about UFOs and the things you really need to hear about.
Well, it's undeniable at this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny, after being around the around and in the news media for many years, you know, you find out pretty quick that the whole story doesn't come from your station, doesn't all come from Channel 1. We have the best news. Well, maybe you do and maybe you don't. But you get little pieces from all the different channels, all the different sources, and then you put yourself together a picture, and there you have it.
They think they're very clever. You know, the Medal of Honor is the symbol of Satan.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know that.
Five-pointed star, yeah.
See, here's the thing, man. There are a lot of vets out there that are going to go, oh, man, Wells, if you let him get away with this, it's like you can just go to H-E-double-L. But it's like, look, the thing is that I don't know that for a fact. Maybe you do, but I will tell you this. Nothing would surprise me. And these people who are running things, they're pretty smart people. There's no doubt about it. Don't ever get the idea they're stupid.
Oh, no.
Evil is stupid, but some of the perpetrators of it are pretty clever.
Have you seen Inside Job?
I have.
Yeah. Also, they're bringing all our troops back. If they survive, they come back here. You know, they're firing all the weaponry over there with depleted uranium, so all of our troops are getting poisoned. And if they don't come back and, you know, commit suicide or do some dastardly deed like that one guy did, apparently, if he did, killing 17 people over there, because they go crazy with that uranium poisoning, a lot of them. You know, their diet's not that great in the service.
Well, and what did they send him back on a fourth tour for? I mean, weren't three enough for the man?
Yeah, that's true, too. Also, Susan, you had on about a month ago.
Lindauer, yeah.
Yeah. Can you have her? Are you going to have her on again?
I bet I will.
I think she'd be good for about 3 hours. She's great.
That's what I'm thinking. I'll just sit back and have a proper cup of tea and let her talk. That'd be great.
And hey, you might ask John Lear if our ETs have made a lot of the UFOs of our government inoperable. People sometimes ask why they don't land on the Washington lawn. That's because there's no sign of intelligent life there.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, thank you very much for your call. Thank you very much. And, okay, let's see. Well, we got a couple of minutes here. We certainly do, maybe even longer than that. So how about, where's the man in Ontario? No, we talked to him already, didn't we? No. Yes, we did. Yes, yeah, of course. He had a Canadian accent. Of course he did. I was going, you sound like you're from Canada. I can't read my own writing. I should have been a doctor. What would have happened then? I probably would have forgotten, left a scalpel inside somebody. All right, how about, is that Jeremy in Winslow, Arizona? West the Rockies? Leo in New Mexico. How about him?
Yes. Good evening, John. Pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Good evening. I'm working on my penmanship here so I can read what I'm writing. The typing's even worse.
I just wanted to make the comment that while I am fairly amazed at the things that are occurring, for example, the passage of the NDAA and the speed with which they are taking place, I'm not confused as to why these things are happening personally. And the reason for that is that I can see that there is a global agenda at hand and not a national agenda. And I believe that anything passes that goes as an American agenda is just a smokescreen for the bigger picture. And it's a piece of the puzzle designed to keep us all, placated while the global agenda is the one that's really being pursued. And I wanted to make the remark that in regard to all the ammunition, for example, that the government is covertly stocking in all of this, I think that they may well have prior knowledge that 2012 either is or at least could be the beginning of something cataclysmic of biblical proportions. And in my opinion, I think it's going to be something. I'm in agreement with George Norrie that it will be either a solar event or something on the order of a planet X with a very elliptical, highly elliptical orbit that only passes through very rarely through our solar system and throws everything haywire.
You know, I'm thinking that, and I'm just reaching, this is a guess, and it's an unqualified guess, but it's my best guess. I'm thinking we're going to see weirdness on a high level in August. There's a funny little canned radio show. It's really a great show. I think it's called Save Your Radio, and I heard this a couple of 3 years ago. But the host of the show did a dissertation on all the strange and ugly things that have happened and cataclysmic things that have happened during the month of August over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like that should be just enough time for a flashpoint. You know, there are enough people concerned about 2012 to cause something to happen, even if nothing was going to happen.
I agree.
Well, listen, thanks a lot for your call. I appreciate talking to you, and thanks for taking a moment and sharing with us some of your most valuable resource, which is your time. All right, let's see. What do we got here? Do we have James on Wild 4 in Jackson, Mississippi?
Yes.
Hey, how are you tonight? Come on up and talk to us.
Okay. My point is, and I got this from one of the shows, it occurred to me, you know, what is the force that causes the tides to rise and fall in the ocean?
It's supposed to be the moon. It's gravitational effect.
Now, if you've got a force like that that can pick up millions of tons of water, if you think about it, then why couldn't it pick up a few stones like you talk about Coral Castle, or you talk about the pyramids in Egypt, or those stones in Peru? I mean, it occurred to me, I was listening to that about Coral Castle, and he did it at night when nobody could see. And it dawned on me, well, you got it at night. You got the moon. And if you could figure out how to use that force of the moon, if it could pick up all that water, then surely it could pick up a few rocks. That's no big deal. But how you do it, I don't know.
I don't know either.
If everybody listening, each person has got like a supercomputer on their shoulders. If everybody's listening, think about it. Somebody could probably, it'd be obvious. Well, they haven't figured out how gravity works, so it may be a while before they figure this out. But, you know, like sun is free energy, the moon is free energy. So we can figure out just how to use it to put it to work. I mean, that's
the trick. You know, that's the whole trick. You know, I've felt for a long time that planet Earth is a place where you can do absolutely anything that you can think of. All you have to do is figure out how to do it.
Yeah, it's all around us. You know,
I appreciate your call.
Go
ahead. I didn't mean to chop you off. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Oh, the one other quick one was, I did a quick advertisement for your archives.
Yeah.
All the McDonald's around the country have free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And when I was in the club, what I do when I'm traveling across country is, every time I stop at one of the McDonald's, I download a bunch of those shows on the MP3s on my computer, and then you can listen to them while you're driving across the country. So, it's a little quickie for your show.
Thank you very much, James.
Thanks.
Take care now. You know, apparently a lot of people have seen this documentary, and Dennis sent an email just now that said, for your information, this documentary was made in 2009, and it's available on Netflix. So there you go. Check it out. All right, who else do we have here? Do we have, who we got? I think we're, no, we got John in Hollywood. Yeah, John in Hollywood. Come on, John in Hollywood. What's going on out there?
Although your world wanders me, with your superior majestic cackling hen, your people I do not understand. So to you I say we shall put an end, that we will never hear surf music again.
That sounds good to me.
Third stone from the sun, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who we're talking about.
Oh, yes.
If the sun refused to shine, I don't mind.
The immortal Jim Eye. You're talking about the immortal Jim Eye.
Yes, my man. The man who had what I call super consciousness. The man that laid the law on the line. The man that said, if the sun giveth, the sun taketh. Okay? So we are all ruled by the sun, John. All civilizations, from the beginning of time, have worshipped the sun. We all know that the sun is our creator and destroyer. And that's the way it's going to be forever and ever. There's no changing that. So all these, and these two calls that you had before, I wanted to ask you, who's running this country? And then the screener said, well, do I have an idea? Well, maybe I have an idea. And the caller that you had previously said that the military complex in this country is the most evil institution on this planet. And they are bent to nothing. And now they have a free ride to do whatever they want. And it doesn't matter anyway, because even if they accomplish all their goals and their evil, immoral things that they want to do, John, in the end, they're doomed as well, because this mothership is doomed. Any way you look at it, it doesn't matter, okay? Life and death are the only two forces in this universe that the universe is constantly creating and destroying itself. Cause and effect is the only thing that is real, okay?
Well, it's also known as birth and death, you know what I mean?
Yes, so why not attain super enlightenment? Become enlightened. Stop this nonsense, this greed, this stupidity, these jerks on Wall Street who there's not enough money in the universe for these idiots, okay?
Don't say it. John, I want you to stay in touch with the show. I always like it when you call. I'm going to take the last call because we're running short on time, my brother, but stay well and keep the illumination of the immortal Jim Eye burning. Heather in Montana, let's close it out with the lady tonight. Heather in Montana, are you there?
Can you hear me, John?
I can now. How are you tonight?
I am very well.
Excellent.
How are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Good. I hear we're short on time, so you are going to get John Lear on tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have John Lear on in just a minute. You've got about 30 seconds, so tell us what's on your mind.
30 seconds?
That's
well,
it.
I just want to tell everybody, your planet is alive. I am here walking among you to walk a mile in your shoes and see what you're living with in real time. I am on the front lines with you all. And together, if you will not go to your places of power and neutralize the evil that is in authority over you, at least point at them and laugh.
Excellent.
It will mortify them. It will
Excellent.
Mortify them when you have no more fear of them, when they know they can't control you anymore.
That's beautiful, Heather. Thank you so much. John Lear's coming up next. Heather, that was very nice. This is Coast to Coast AM. Strap in.